Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me today. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. That's what you got to look forward to. You're going to be glad you did, because our good buddy Russell Brown is with us. Russell is a long-term original member of our Brain Trust. In fact, next month, when he joins us the next time, it'll be our 10th anniversary with Russell Brown. Russell is our business buying and selling expert. Nobody on the planet knows more about buying and selling a business or getting it ready to be sold than Russell Brown. He's the author of a number of books on this topic, including Strategies for Successfully Buying or Selling a Business and Preparing Your Business for Sale. And he's also got an outstanding software package that he offers called BizPricer. That's the best I've ever seen. He's our good friend, Russell Brown. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me back. And it's thank good. You very much for that great introduction.
Well, it's just the way your mother wrote it. I mean, you know, I try to all I do is read what your mother writes, Russell. No, I mean it, and you know, you're like I said before. I tell my audience this all the time, Russ. You've heard me say this before. No chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience, and you fit that category, Russell. One of the things that when people are buying and selling a business, there's a dance that goes on, isn't there? I can't think of any better way to describe the interplay of the various parties, the two principal business owners, maybe their advisors, their financial advisors, their attorneys, maybe there's a broker involved, but there's this dance that goes on between the parties. And questions are asked and questions are answered. Sometimes they're asked incorrectly. Sometimes they're asked at the wrong time. But the key to success in a transaction like this is to pull this dance off effectively, isn't it?
Right. And, of course, another name for that dance is the negotiation process.
Exactly. And you're one of the best at explaining how this negotiation dance works. So if we got billions of small business owners sitting at your knee right now, Russell, waiting on you to tell us what are some of the key factors in negotiation when we're buying and selling a business.
Well, you've made me nervous now.
Billions, please, billions.
Geez, I'm waiting to hear. Well, they're pretty straightforward. I mean, you have to look and see what it is that you're buying. Be very careful about identifying what you want to buy. And when you first get involved in the business and you do due diligence, which is to examine what's going on with the business, and this is a very early stage due diligence, but you're looking to see some of the basic attributes of the business to know if you even want to get into that negotiation stage where you sit, and I use that word metaphorically, but you sit with the business owners as a buyer, or as the seller, you sit with the potential buyers, and you have this communication and discussion and, like you say, a dance around the issues of what's to be sold, under what conditions is it to be sold, for how much money or compensation of some kind. Doesn't always have to be money, of course, and the terms of that. You know, in other words, if it's money, you know, how do you need all that money up front, or will you be paid out over a period of time, and under what interest rate, and payback conditions, and so on.
But there's a pace to this. That's the reason why I think dance is a good metaphor for it, because there's a step to it, there's a pace to it, there's a speed, There is an order in which things should be asked and answered. And if you get things going too fast, or if you get things going too slow, it can wreck the deal, can it?
Oh, sure.
I mean, you got to make sure, you know, and you've seen this and I've seen it, Russell. Business people who want to buy a business, walking in, they got 1,000 questions, and they try to ask the last one first.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's almost like I guess I've never heard anybody ask how much do you want, but you know, in the very first meeting, but you know that's what they want to do.
Yes.
Well, yeah, you have to be patient, don't you?
Right. And because especially in buying or selling a business, that question is a very complicated question.
Right, right. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Russell Brown is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we'll be right back.
So I'm bad to the velvet, but underground.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Barbara Lewis.
Hello, stranger. It seems so good to see you.
That's a great song. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Russell Brown. And Russell is the author of Strategies for Successfully Buying and Selling and Selling a Business, among others. And Russell, give us your website and tell us about BizPricer.
Okay, www.businessbookpress.com. And BizPricer is our flagship business valuation software. It is in its second version at this point, which is which was upgraded last year, and it's a very easy to use piece of software, very intuitive, no manual to read. We have all of the information you need on each screen, so you don't have to go wading through pages and pages of boring text, and you just follow the directions right through, and you can easily, accurately, effectively create a valuation so you know what your business is worth without having to spend thousands of dollars on some appraiser.
And it works. That's the main thing.
Well,
that's the key to software, isn't it?
You know, yeah.
I was talking to a friend of mine about a program he was recommending, and this guy's a technology expert, and I said, well, what is it you really like about that, Alan? I mean, why did you recommend this to me? He said, Jim, it just works. You know, and that's you know, somebody might say, well, duh, but you know what, folks? When it comes to software, it just works is a pretty strong thing to say.
Right. And, there's different software packages out there that I looked at in the course of years ago getting started in this was I couldn't understand them. I knew exactly how to value business. I'd been doing it for a living for years. And I'm saying, I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what they want here. I couldn't work my way through these packages. And I thought, there's a perfect opportunity here to create something that's user-friendly, that you can get through, that's intuitively obvious and just easy to use, but yet still comes up with the right answer. So that's what
BusinessBookPress.com is where you can find it, and all the other stuff that Russell has. Russ, we're talking about negotiation, this dance that happens. Sometimes it's a kabuki dance if it goes wrong, but this negotiation process that we're going through, what do you consider to be the first step in identifying the key questions to ask, the key factors in negotiation?
Well, I think that the key, to get started in negotiation, one of the first things you got to know is just exactly what is it you're buying. You know, there's a lot of components that make up a business and how it operates.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so you really got to understand. Are you buying the name? Is the name part of this?
Yep. Do you want the name?
And do you even want it, right?
Yeah. Do you even want to pay for it? They may want to sell the name, but you may not want the name.
Right.
And that may not be of value to you.
Exactly. And if this is a brick,
or it might be the only thing of value. Right?
That's true. And I have sold businesses where the name is essentially the value.
And they jacked up the name and ran a new business under it.
Exactly. Yep. Mm-hmm. Now, once you have a branded name, even if it's doing poorly, sometimes you can reinvent it, with a different product mix or service mix, but still take advantage of that branding where everybody knows the name. So that's important. And, of course, one time I sold a chain of shoe stores that were in bankruptcy, basically, or almost in bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out that the company that was buying it, or did buy it, had no interest whatsoever in shoe stores.
Mm-hmm.
But what they wanted was all of the leases for the spaces in the mall.
You never know what interests a buyer in what you have.
Right. But it's important to understand what it is that they have and what it is you expect to get in the deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the things. You know, we just talked about the name of the business. We talked about the locations of the business. You know, maybe it's the facilities are owned by the company, and the question is, are they going to be sold? Are those real estate assets going to be sold as part of the business,
mm-hmm.
or do you have to pick up stakes and move somewhere else?
Or can you lease it from the seller of the business if they own the real estate? You know, is that the best? And these are all important ways to structure the deal so you can make it happen.
Right, because inherently there's a conflict situation in any deal. You know, the seller always, in general, wants to get as much as they can get for the deal, and the buyer wants to pay as little as possible. And any good intermediary, a business broker or someone else operating as an intermediary between a buyer and a seller, will try to find a common ground, which makes a good deal for both parties. You know, and this is something I've preached for many, many years. You know, the best deal is a fair deal. If one party or the other gets an advantage, a big advantage, where they're really raking the other over the coals on the deal, it's the deal's very likely to fall apart,
right?
And cause you untold problems later on. So
patience, folks, patience is one of the best things that you can have if you want to be successful in negotiation. And impatience is your enemy. And if you get to going too fast, and you start, the other person starts thinking you're taking advantage of them. Stand by, quick break. Right after these messages, right back with Russell Brown. Here's Joe Cocker to take us out. Well, Joe Cocker took us out. Looks like he's going to bring us back. Crazy Englishman. Still rocking after all these years. Joe Cocker. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. First one is where you can find the show and the archives and all the stuff that we do here. Our newsletter, please be sure to subscribe to that when you get there. It's free. It comes every week every Sunday afternoon by email. We have our blog there, which is we update every weekday. You can check out our show. Podcast it, stream it, whatever you want. We got all that stuff there. And, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz. We can get small business answers now. So I hope you'll check that out when you get a chance. Russell Brown is our guest. He's all over both of our websites, and we're talking about negotiation, key factors in negotiations. And, you know, Russell, I don't need somebody to negotiate for me. Because, you know, I've been around the block a few times. But if you've never really negotiated any kind of a deal and you've really got a good opportunity in front of you, it's a deal that you think really could be a good deal for you, if you're not a pretty seasoned negotiator, and when I say seasoned negotiator, I don't mean somebody who knows how to get the upper hand on the other person. I'm talking about somebody who understands the pace and the speed and the patience required for this dance that we've been talking about. I would recommend that people find somebody to help them with this. What do you think, Russ?
Oh, I absolutely recommend that.
Now, yep. That doesn't mean that they negotiate for you. It could mean that they just advise you about what to ask next and how to make sure you don't get ahead of yourself.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, in a lot of businesses, there's a thing called an offer sheet that's prepared, and after a certain period of time is when an offer sheet goes forward. But knowing when that timing is right, because in any business sale, the seller is really almost always reluctant, you know. And in fact, if the seller isn't reluctant to sell, then you might want to be take an extra careful look at them.
Yeah, if they want to move too fast, you might want to be careful.
Right. And of course the buyers, even though they're generally the aggressor towards the deal, they too get are subject to cold feet and being nervous about the deal they're making and so on. But so the point is that that you need to have someone help move, as you said, the dance along, move the negotiation process along in a proper order. Not get one get ahead of the other. I mean, it's just as anyone who's been in sales know, if you're the seller, I mean, you don't want to try to push that buyer into a sale before they're ready. You know, there's a certain, and everybody's different, but there's a comfort zone for information and comfort with the deal and comfort with each other. There's a whole lot of psychological and social stuff that goes on here as well. You have to kind of like each other. It's very hard to do a deal if you don't like each other or if you're suspicious of each other.
Right.
So that takes time, and that takes, sometimes it's quick, sometimes it takes a lot longer to move towards that comfort zone where you feel that you're getting the right information and the other party is operating for the right reasons.
If you're buying somebody else's baby, don't you need to have a certain level of sensitivity about that?
Oh yeah.
Isn't that important?
Yeah, of course it is very important. You know, that's, you know, even like I said, even a person who is ready for retirement might be a fairly older owner. If they're ready for retirement and trying to sell, it doesn't mean that they still don't love their business and care very much about who the next caretaker of that business is going to be.
Right.
And that's how they look at it. Even if you have these big plans that are coming in and breaking the business up into pieces and selling off this and that and all that, that might not be the wisest thing to disclose to the seller during the negotiation process. You might want to you have to read them and figure out, is they going to be upset about that?
And that's all part of the dance. Sometimes you have to lead, sometimes they have to lead. Hey, Russell, thanks for being here. Good job today. That's businessbookpress.com, right?
Yes, it is, Jim, and thank you. And I'm sorry the time's up.
I know. Well, we're going to come back. I want to finish this up next time. We got more to talk about on this negotiation thing, and we'll do that next time Russell joins us, I promise. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.